Yeah.
Well, good evening.
晚安.
Oh, good afternoon.
午安.
We were talking at Sunshine's home, lunch, about how many times we visited here.
我们在午餐的时候，我们讲到说我们这边来过很多次。
With Gideon's help, we figured out we've been here 7 times, and this is the 8th visit.
谭弟兄讲说我们已经来过七次，这一次是第八次来这里。
In 2007, on the first visit, we came in the winter, in October.
我们第一次来是2007年，然后是在10月份的时候。
I discovered Newark was too cold for me.
然后觉得就是纽瓦克对我来讲太冷了。
So not thinking very well, we moved it to January.
然后就移到了1月份。
I still discover Newark's too cold for me.
我仍然觉得纽瓦克实在太冷了。
So being an engineer, I figured we could figure it out, so we moved it to March.
然后我们就，我是一个工程师，我想我们就移到3月份。
And I still found that Newark's too cold for me.
我们还是觉得纽瓦克实在太冷了。
As a matter of fact, Philip Yeh says, every time I come, I bring the snow with me.
事实上，菲利普弟兄讲，每次来我都把雪带来了。
But brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing.
弟兄姐妹真是神的一种祝福。
This 8th time to be with you.
有8次与你弟兄姐妹同在。
And to share with you the burden that the Lord has placed upon my heart.
跟弟兄们分享主在我心中的负担。
I hope it's a help to you.
我希望是对弟兄姐妹们有帮助。
I hope it stirs your spirit.
我希望能够把你们的灵能够再激励起来。
And I hope it causes all of us.
因为,
to press on toward that goal as we were praying about. And may the Lord really help us. If you would turn with me, please, to Philippians 3, chapter 3.
让我们请我们翻到, Philippians 3章,
we'll read verses 8 through 11.
第八节到11节. Okay.
Okay. Verse 8.
第八节,
this is Paul speaking something very profound.
这是保罗这边所讲到的，非常丰富的。
But surely I count also all things to be lost on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all, and count them to be filth, that I may gain Christ.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我已认识我基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。And
that I may be found in him, not having my righteousness, which would be on the principle of the law, but that which is by faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God through faith.
并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。And
this is the verse I want you to focus on.
这是这一节我必须请弟兄姐妹，我们要能专注到的这一节。This
is where Paul shares his secret.
这是保罗来分享到他关于他的秘诀。He
said to know him.
他说，使我认识基督。
And the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his sufferings. Being conformed to his death. If any way I arrive at the resurrection or the out resurrection from among the dead. Let's just have a word of prayer. Lord, we come to you once again with thanksgiving.
主，我们让再次以感恩的心来到你面前。
We're thankful we could be here together in your presence.
我们实在感谢你，我们能够在你的同在中聚集。
But above everything else, we want you to reveal yourself to us.
不管其他，我们希望你把你自己显现给我们，在我们的中间。
We want you to speak to us, dear Lord.
亲爱的主，我想，我们求你对我们说话。
We want you to remove the veils. idols.
让你能够除掉我们中间的那很帐幕。
We want you to remove the interference.
让除掉我们当中的一些的阻挡我们的。
We want you to take away everything that keeps you from speaking.
除掉我们一切阻拦我们能够听到你讲话的。
And everything that keeps us from hearing.
一切除掉我们一些能够阻碍我们拿来我们面前的。
Lord, we always come to you in utter dependence.
主，我们拿来我们面前常常借由其他的事情。
We say again what Peter said.
我们就好像要像彼得所说的
To whom shall we go? Thou alone has the words of eternal life.
主啊，我们要跟从谁呢？你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
Unless you speak,
除非你说话。
Unless you open your word,
除非你把你话语打开。
Unless you breathe upon your word,
除非你吹气在你话语上面。
There'll be nothing but words.
那只是一些就是一些字句而已。
But when you speak,
但是主，当你说话的时候
，And when you breathe upon your word,
当你在你的话语上吹气的时候
，And when you open your word,
当你把你话语打开的时候
，Your words are spirit and life.
你的话语就是灵，就是生命。
So dear Lord,
亲爱的主
，We ask you to be with us.
我求你与我们同在。
Refresh us in our tiredness.
主更新我们。
Quicken us in our dullness.
更新我们里面的一切
Apprehend us for yourself
这能够让我们能够更能够认识主
And all this we ask together in the name of our precious Lord Jesus
我们祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名 Amen
Amen Well this chapter 3 of Philippians is a very important chapter
腓立比书第三章是一个非常重要的一章
And this little letter of Philippians is a very important book.
腓立比书这一本书其实很短，但是一个非常重要的一本书。
In this book,
在这本书里面
，and in this letter,
在这封书信里面
，the Apostle Paul reveals to us what is his deepest secret.
保罗在对弟兄姐妹。能够写明什么是他的秘诀。
Therefore, we should pay much attention to this little book.
所以我们必须对这本书特别的注意。
And we should pay much attention to this little chapter.
我们必须特别对这一章有特别的注意。
And I believe in my heart of hearts, we should pay much attention to this verse, 3:10.
在我心里面，我弟兄就特别要注意是第三章第十一。
This chapter.Expresses the deepest passions of the Apostle Paul.
这边讲到说保罗的那个热对主的热情。
This chapter and this verse, chapter 3, verse 10, express the deepest secret of the Apostle Paul.
第三章第十节讲到说为什么保罗有这样的热情。
This single verse is a universe of meaning.
这第三章第十节有一个宇宙性的意义。
This single verse, we couldn't take in all the depths in days of meetings.
这一节有就这几天，我们都没有办法完全了解它这完全的意义。
But in this single verse, the Lord has put on my heart.
在这一节里面，主把这一节放在我的心里。
It expresses what moved and motivated the Apostle Paul.
讲到说主保罗在这一面他的一面的一切。
And as I've meditated on it this past year,
我在去年在这一节上有许多的默想。
The one thing that comes to my mind over and over again,
有一件事情在我的心里面不断的出现。
As I'm thinking, this should not just be the Apostle Paul's secret,
这一节不仅仅只是保罗的秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, is this our secret?
弟兄姐妹，这是不是应该也是我们的秘诀
？Do we have the same passion？
我们是不是有像保罗一样的热情
？Have we discovered what the Apostle Paul discovered？
我们有没有发现保罗所发现的
？I believe this verse is very full。
我觉得这一节是非常非常重要。
And by the grace of God, maybe we'll understand a little bit more as we fellowship。
让我们借着主的恩典，让我们对这一节有更多的认识。
Now, I hope this won't bore you too much, but I think it's important we understand a little bit background.
我希望弟兄姐妹不会觉得有点无聊，但是我希望能够介绍一点这本书的背景。
And it may even be important to you, as it was to me, to understand what others have said about the importance of this book.
也许借着一些的背景，让我们能够也有些其中的弟兄姐妹分享，让我们更了解这本书。
When was this book written?
什么时候这本书被写的
？Why was this book written？
为什么这本书要被写出来
？What is the main emphasis of this book？
这本书的重点到底要讲什么
？What distinguishes this book？
这本书与其他书的分别在哪里
？What makes it stand out？
这本书的它的突出点在哪里
？What is the nature of the writing of this book？
这本书的它写的本质是什么
？All of those seem to me to be very important questions。
这些都是一些很重要的问题。
And I believe if we have some sense of answers to those questions, we have some sense of what was in the heart of the Apostle Paul.
如果我们对这些问题有一些的了解的话，我们就了解到保罗他里面的一些的负担。
I think many of you know that Paul wrote this letter from prison.
大家弟兄姐妹也许知道，保罗写这本书是在监狱里面写的。
He was in a Roman prison and he wrote four letters from that Roman prison.
他在保罗监狱里面写了四本的书信。
In order they are Colossians.
是哥罗西书。
Philemon,
腓立门书，腓立门书
，Philemon,
腓立门书
，Ephesians,
以弗所书
，and then lastly Philippians,
最后一本书是腓立比书。
These are the outpouring of the Apostle Paul's heart from that dark prison.
这几本书就是在。虽然他在监狱里面，但是主在他里面的负担所写出来的书。
This is what he left the church from that dark place.
这是保罗在那个大黑牢里面的负担，
对教会的负担。So that we could hope in God.
所以我们能够在对主有盼望。
So that we could discover the secret.
我们能够发掘他的秘诀。
And so that we could press on towards the goal.
所以我们能够向着标杆直跑。
Now, some of the background I just want to talk about.
有些背景我必须在这边说明一下。
Different ones have said different things.
不同的弟兄们讲了一些不同的。
But almost everyone agrees this was the last of the four prison letters.
但是大部分弟兄姐妹都同意这本书是在四本书里面的最后一本写的。
Hanley Moule, Bishop Hanley Moule said this.
一个主教叫 Hanley Moule 这样讲的。
A majority of opinions favor a date toward the end of the imprisonment.
大部分的人都认为说，这是在保罗在监狱里面末了所写的一本书。
So Philippians would then follow Colossians and Ephesians.
所以腓立比书是在哥罗西书跟以弗所书之后写的。
Graham Scroggie said this.
有一个弟兄 Graham Scroggie 这样讲。
The chronological order of the epistles is a matter of dispute.
在于关他讲的这几本书的关于年代来讲是关于他们的有关于在一些争论之中所写出来的信。
But I like what he said next.
但是我对于那个 Scroggie 他讲的
He said it's a matter of little importance.
他讲说更重要的是
But he knew this.
他知道这件事情
Paul was anticipating his release.
保罗知道他要离开监狱了。
And he said, "We believe this is the last epistle of the Apostle Paul to the church."
这是保罗对教会所写的最后一封书信。
Now, brothers and sisters, think about that just for a moment.
弟兄姐妹，你们想一想看。
This is the last letter of the Apostle Paul to the church.
这是保罗对教会所写的最后一本书信。
Now I remember being in Brazil years ago and speaking.
我记得我在多年前在巴西的时候有讲过。
I said that, and a brother came up to me after the messages and he corrected me.
结果之后有个弟兄跑过来跟我讲来纠正我。
He said, brother, haven't you read 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus?
弟兄，你难道没有读过提摩太前后书
？Indeed, they were Paul's last letters.
他认为这是保罗最后的书。
But they were pastoral letters.
但是这是一个是使徒的书信。
They were to the individuals, Timothy and Titus.
他是对于提多跟提摩太的个人的书信。
They are of absolute importance to church order.
他对于教会也是很重要的事情。
But think about this letter of Philippians.
但是想想看，腓立比书。
Here is the last letter that the Apostle Paul wrote directly to a church.
但是这本书，腓立比书是保罗写给对于整个教会。是最后一本书信。
I think that shows us something of the importance.
我想这是一个很重要的一点。
I think if we have his last words to the church,
我想我们这边有特别讲到说他对教会末了的话。
We should pay attention to him.
我们要对保罗所讲的要特别注意。
We should consider him.
我们必须要想一想。
We should meditate on him.
我们要默想他所讲的。
And we should discover what he has to say to the church.
我们要必须发掘他对教会讲了一些什么。
I believe last words are very important.
我觉得在末了的话语特别的重要。
You know, often we go out and leave our kids at home when they're older, by the way. Don't do this when they're young.
对，我觉得我们当我们的孩子离开的时候。
And we give them those important last words.
我们给他一些最重要的话。
Like, don't burn down the house.
当你离家的时候说跟孩子们不要把我房子
给烧了。Last words are important.
最后的话总是最重要的。
I have one of my favorite books.
我有一本我很喜欢的书。
Last Words of Saints and Sinners.
最重要的在最后的书最后的一段话。
Sometimes I read those words.
有一些我们读了这些话。
And I think what profound things are said at the end.
在这最末了的话哇有很丰富的意义。
That's the reason we should pay attention to what the Apostle Paul said.
所以我们为什么我们要特别注意在保罗这本书信。
Another thing about this letter.
另外一件事关于这本书。
It's different than Paul's other prison letters.
是跟于其他的监狱书信不同的。
Listen to what this one said.
请注意下一位弟兄所讲的。
Philemon and Philippians differ much from Colossians and Ephesians. Philemon and Philippians.
Philemon 跟腓立比跟与哥罗西跟以弗所是不一样的。
And they also differ much from each other.
然后他们之间也有些不同。
In other words, Philemon.Is different than Philippians.
腓立门书跟腓立比书是不一样的。
Philemon is a remarkable book in the biblical record.
腓立门书是对于这也是一本很重要的书信。
Do you know it's the only existing record of the Apostle Paul's personal writing?
这是保罗特别对于个人所写的一封的书信。
In other words, it was private correspondence.
是特别对有一些点特别。
And as he poured out his heart to Philemon,
特别他把他自己的心对于腓立门写出来。
About this runaway slave Onesimus who became a brother.
对一个阿尼西姆这个奴隶。
This is the only personal letter we have of the Apostle Paul. That's phenomenal.
这是那个保罗对于个人所写的一本书信。
But the letter to Philippians is different.
但是保罗对腓立比所写的不一样。
It is equally personal in character.
也是一样，好像对于个人的。
It is equally personal in feeling.
也是一个关于个人对于主的一个对于个人有特别的情感的。
But it's not to an individual; it's to the church.
但是不是对一个人，乃是对的整个教会。
Now, I've heard different people describe the book of Philippians in different ways.
有许多人对于腓立比书有不同有讲解有不同的方式。
One brother said it is the most letter-like.Of all the epistles.
这是讲到说这是一种好像在书信中最像书信的本书。
Another brother put it like this.
另外一个弟兄这样讲。
He said this is the most beautiful of all the Pauline epistles.
这讲到说是保罗书信里面最美的一本书。
And another brother said this.
另外一个弟兄这样讲。
He said it's the noblest reflection of Paul's personal character.And spiritual illumination.
是讲到说保罗那个高贵，他品格里面的彰显，在这本书写明出来。
Now another thing about background.
再有另外一点关于背景的。
What is the nature of the letter of Philippians?
这保罗在腓立比他的本质是想到什么
？We know it's the last letter to the church.
我们知道是对于 教会书信的是最后一本书信。
We know in that way it's different.
我们知道他这边讲的是不大一样的。
We know how personal it is.
我们知道他是在个人里面的个人情感的。
But the nature of the letter is of absolute importance.
但是它的本质是非常的重要。
Listen to what J.B. Phillips, who wrote the Phillips translation, said.
我们讲到另外弟兄叫 J.B. Phillips, 他讲的话。
He said, except for the possibility of the letter of Philemon.
除了关于这个腓利门书
This is the most personal example of Paul's correspondence, and he obviously was very fond of that little church at Philippi.
这是讲到说，除了这个腓利门书，他是个人对个人所讲。那这本腓利比书特别讲到，也是他个人的情感对于教会所讲的。
This is my favorite that was said about Philippians.
这是我所最喜爱的一本书。
Brother Stephen Kong said this.
江守道弟兄这样讲。
He said, of all the letters written by the Apostle Paul,
所有保罗所写的书信里面
to the church,
对教会所写的
this is the most intimate letter written by the Apostle.
这是保罗对教会所写的最亲密的一本书。
He went on to say, so this is a love letter.
所以他讲说这是一本爱的书信。
It's a love letter to the church, written by the apostle.
这是一本对教会所写的一本爱的书信。
His last letter to the church.
这是他对教会所写的最后一本书信。
You know, it's not the longest letter ever written.
这不是一个最长的书，最长的一封信。
It's not even the longest love letter that was ever written.
这也不是好像我们写情书是最长的一个情书。
In 1875, there was a French painter.
在1875年有一个好像画家
painter
画就是
and he was madly in love
他有充满爱
and he wrote a love letter to his beloved
他写了一个情书给他所爱的
and it was the most simple love letter he could write
他写的就是一个最简单的
he just said I love you
他就写了我爱你
But it was the longest love letter you could write.
但是那是一个最长的情书。
Now how can that be?
那怎么可能呢？
He wrote, I love you 1,875,000 times.
他写那个我爱你写了187,500次我爱你。
1,000 times for every year, hence 1875 times 1,000 is 1,875,000 times.
就是一共写的就是187,500次，一千次乘以一百一千。
And that's not all of it.
这不是这样。
He dictated it. He didn't even write it.
哦，他没有自己写下来。
1,875,000 times he dictated it to his secretary.
哦、他叫他的秘书写了
And he made his secretary repeat it 1,875,000 times. Can you imagine?
他叫他秘书写了187,500次我爱你
And then she wrote it 1,875,000 times.
结果那个秘书又写了187,500次的我爱你
And if dear Magdalene ever read all of it,
就他那个他的所爱的
She read it 1,875,000 times
所以他所爱的那一位就读了187,000
That must be the longest love letter ever written Can you imagine?
这就是最长的一本情书
But it's not the deepest love letter ever written
但是这不是一个最深的情书
The Apostle Paul wrote the deepest love letter from his heart
但是呢腓立比书是保罗在最写的最深的一本爱的书给教会。
You get this love letter by this French artist pales in comparison to the letter of Philippians.
在这归因书这一本书跟那个刚才所讲的有不同的比较。
The Apostle Paul had a special relationship with the church at Philippi.
因为保罗对这个教会有不同的关系。
I think you remember the story in Acts 16 verse 9.
你记得在使徒行传十六章的第九节
How this relationship started with the church in Philippi
你就知道说保罗怎么跟这个教会开始有关系的
It says of a certain Macedonian man This vision, Paul's night vision Of a certain Macedonian man standing and beseeching him and saying, pass over here into Macedonia to help us.
这又见有意向，对信于保罗一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你到马其顿来帮助我们。
This was the first church in Europe.
这是在欧洲的第一个教会。
And those of you that are familiar with the story know what happens.
如果大家如果读过，你就知道会发生了一些什么事。
The Apostle Paul goes to Philippi, this Roman colony.
结果保罗就到了就到了欧洲的这个罗马的住房城。
And there he discovers Lydia, a very wealthy lady, a seller of purple.
就看到一个卖紫布的一个做生意的妇女，叫做吕迪亚。
And she became the first convert in Europe.
她成为在欧洲第一个成为的基督徒。
And you know the lady about the story about the slave girl who had the spirit of Python.
她这边有讲到有一个死女，她被鬼附了。
She kept walking behind Paul and Silas and saying, "These are men of the Most High God."
她一直跟到保罗，一直讲说这是至高神的仆人。
And the Apostle Paul's spirit was agitated.
结果保罗灵被激动。
He knew there was something wrong.
他知道有一些不对。
There was discernment. She was saying the right thing, but there was something wrong.
他知道这个使女讲的是对的话，可是他那个使女本身不对。
Brothers and sisters, this is not part of my message.
弟兄姐妹，这不是我的信息。
But what is lacking in the church today is discernment.
这就是我们在常常在教会里面发现的。
As long as you say the right thing, it's okay.
只要你讲的是对的，好像就对了。
But think about it, is the spirit right?
但是我们要想想看，那个灵对不对
？The Apostle Paul knew the spirit was wrong.
保罗知道那个使女的那个灵不对。
And so this little slave girl was delivered from this demon, the spirit of Python.
后来那个死女那个她里面那个鬼被砍出去了。
And she became a believer in the church.
她就成为教会的一个信徒。
And then because of this, you know the story, the Apostle Paul and Silas were thrown midst in the deepest dark of the Philippian jail.
后来你就知道后来保罗后来他们被跟希拉被关到那个监狱里面去。
And not only were they thrown in the deepest and the darkest place in the Philippian jail,
你不仅仅他在关到那个大黑的那个黑牢里面去
，They were chained to the wall.
他们被全部被那个捆锁起来。
And the Holy Spirit gives us this remarkable scene.
结果圣灵就大大充满他们。
That at midnight they were singing and praising God.
在深夜大半夜的时候，他们就唱诗赞美神。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗
？I suppose if you were deep in the dark Philippian jail at midnight in shackles, you wouldn't be singing and praising God.
当你想想看，你如果在一个大黑牢里面，在半夜的时候，完全的时候，那个时候，你怎么会唱诗赞美主呢
？But this is what the Apostle Paul did.
但是呢，这就是保罗所做的。
And then there was the great earthquake. You know the story, the great earthquake.
然后呢，就开始有个大地大震动，就有地震。
Oh, I'm a structural engineer. We love earthquakes.
你知道我是专门做结构工程，我喜欢。
We get to play with all the numbers with earthquakes.
我们对于这些数字怎么样有地震数
字没有兴趣。And believe it or not, in Richmond, Virginia, we had an enormous earthquake, 5.8.
你知道前两年那个 Richmond 那个地方有5.8级的地震。
Couldn't believe it. All of us structural engineers were so excited. We've never seen anything like that.
当我学结构工程呢，我从来没看过地震。那一次结果在 Richmond 突然间有地震。
I remember sitting out in my car, and my car was shaking left and shaking right, and I thought my car was falling apart.
我在坐在车里面，我发觉我车子一直摇来摇去，我觉得好像要散掉一样。
And then it dawned on me, we're having an earthquake.
然后后来我们知道是有地震。
But here it's called the Great Earthquake.
但是在这边，这边讲的是一个大的地震。
And they were freed from their chains.
他们就锁链就掉了。
And the jailer fell to his knees, and he was saved, and all of his household.
然后那个狱卒就全部都都得救，包括他们家都得救了。
Brothers and sisters, think about this.
弟兄姐妹们，想想看。
This is the church.
这是教会。
What is the church?
什么是教会?
The church is all who are saved.
教会就是一些所有被得救的一些。
The church is not all of those who are alike.
教会不是一些长得像的人。
There's a wealthy seller of purple, the businesswoman.
这边有一个很就是做生意很成功的吕底亚。
There's the formerly demon-possessed slave girl.
这是另外有一个是原本被鬼附的一个使女。
And there's this average Roman jailer in his Philippian jail and his whole family.
那还有另外就是狱卒还有他的全家。
This is the church.
这就是教会。
Oh, how we need to see what the church is.
我们必须要看到什么是教会。
We're not all alike.
我们不完全相
同。We don't have all the same status.
我们没有完全一样的地位。
But we're one in Christ Jesus.
但是我们在基督里面都是一样的。
Here is the first European church.
这是第一个在欧洲的建立的教会。
And Paul had this special relationship with this European church.
保罗对这个第一个在欧洲建立教会有一个特别的感情。
It was a bond of love that wasn't ever broken in his life.
在他这个保罗一生里面，他对跟腓立比教会之间的爱都从来没有间断过。
He wrote a remarkable thing in 2 Timothy.
在提摩太后书他有讲过。
Chapter 1 verse 15.
提摩太后书第一章十五节。
This was Paul's last letter.
这是保罗的最后一本书信。
That all who are in Asia, of whom is Phygilus and Hermogenes, have turned away from me.
凡在西亚西人都离弃我，这是你知道了。其中有腓吉禄和黑摩提尼。
Can you imagine how that must have broken the apostle's heart?
你知道在保罗心中是何等的伤痛。
How he loved the church.
他是如此的爱教会。
How he gave his life for the church.
他把他自己所有的生命都给了教会。
And then to say in his last communication.
这是他在最末了的话。
All Asia has left me.
所有在亚细亚的教会都离弃了。
What brokenheartedness.
他的心都碎了。
But he never said that about Philippi.
但是他从来没有对腓立比
讲过这样的话。It was a love relationship.That endured to the end.
这是一个爱的连结，一直到保罗末了。
That was strong to the end.
他这个爱的连结是不是坚强，一直到末了。
Turn to chapter 1 of Philippians.
我们请看腓立比书的第一章。
Verses 3 through 5.
第三节到第五节。
This is the language of Philippians.
这是保罗所讲的这个语调。
I thank my God for my whole remembrance of you.
我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。
Constantly in my every supplication, making the supplication for you with all joy.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Because of your fellowship with the gospel from the first day until now.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
In verse 6, having confidence of this very thing, that he who has begun in you a good work will complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ.
我相信在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到基督耶稣的日子。
And this is the language of the letter. Look at verse 8.
这就是保罗这个写这本书的语调。
For God is my witness.How I long for you in the bowels of Jesus Christ.
我们看第八节，我体会耶稣基督心肠，切切想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
Look at chapter 4, verse 1, near the end of the book.
在这本书末了，第四章第一节。
So that, my brethren, beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown.
我所亲爱所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。
This is the language of love.
这就是一些爱的语言。
He loved them. He longed for them.
他爱他们，他想念他们。
They were beloved.
他们是被爱的。
They were his joy and his crown.
他是教会这个教会弟兄姐妹是他的喜乐，他的冠冕。
And because he had this special relationship with them,
因为他有这样跟他们有这样特别的关系。
He shared with them his deepest secret.
所以他就跟他们分享他们最保罗最深的秘诀是什么。
Now you know something.
你知道一些事情。
You don't go out in the street.
你如果到外面去
grab a stranger,
如果抓住一个陌生人
and say, I would like you to sit down with me. I'll share with you my deepest secret.
如果你随便抓个陌生人跟他讲说我跟你分享最深的秘密
it would be silly.
你就觉得是很傻的一件事
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗?
Some husbands and wives don't even share their deepest secrets.
你知道你能想象吗?有些丈夫跟妻子都不分享秘密的。
But the Apostle Paul, to those he loved and longed for, shared his deepest secrets.
但是保罗对于这群他所爱、所切切想念的，分享他心中的秘诀是什么?
You know, beyond the Apostle Paul's letter,
你知道关于其他超过其他保罗书信的一些
The whole Bible is a love letter.
所有教会不，所有圣经里面书信都是爱的书信。
From the beginning to the end, the Bible is a love letter.
从圣经的开始到末了，都是讲到神的爱的书信。
God loves man so much that he had this great design for mankind.
神是如此爱世人，所以他安排一个特别的计划。
Think about this.
我们想想看。
First of all, he created man in his own image.
他就是创造人，按照他们的形象创造人。
What beast, what being, what thing can ever say that of themselves?
所以你想想看，不管其他人啊，野兽啊，任何东西能够像人一样吗？
But you and I can say we are created in the image of God.
但是我们可以说我们是照着神的形象照的。
What love that is.
这是何等的爱。
What a great love that is.
这是何等极大的爱。
And he took this man that he created and he put him into a deep sleep.
然后他把他所创造人放入沉睡之中。
And he took out from the side of this man something.
他从他这个沉睡的乐房取了一些东西。
And from it he fashioned a woman.
然后他创造了女人。
And he brought that woman to that man.
然后他把这女人带到这男人。
And Adam said, "This is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, my like."
这是后来亚当就说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，跟我一样的。
That was the creation of marriage.
这就是创造的一切。
That's the love letter in the beginning.
这就是在神在开始的时候所讲的一个爱的故事。
The Bible begins with love.
所以从创世纪开始就讲到神的爱。
It begins with marriage.
一开始就讲到一个婚姻。
But when you go to the New Testament, it's the same thing.
当我们来到这个新约的时候，也是讲到一样的事情。
When you look at the New Testament, when the Lord Jesus was introduced publicly.
当我们在新约里面看到主耶稣基督被公开的介绍的时候
What did he do?
他做了什么
He went to the wedding at Cana of Galilee.
他就到了迦拿的婚宴去。
And you remember how he transformed the water to the wine.
你记得他是如何把水变成酒。
But it's a love letter.
但是这是一个爱的。
It's all about marriage.
都是讲到了婚姻。
And then when we come to the end of the Bible.
然后我们讲到在圣经的末了。
In Revelation 19, we see how the bride has made herself ready.
然后我们就看到启示录是19章，就想到看到新妇装饰整齐了。
And we see the marriage supper of the Lamb.
我们就看到羔羊与新妇的婚礼。
And at the end of the book, we see the New Jerusalem coming down from heaven.
我们在启示，我们就看到了那个新耶路撒冷从天而降。
The Bible is all about love.
圣经就是讲到了爱。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给世人。
That whosoever believes in him,
凡相信他的
shall have eternal life.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
Have you believed in the Lord Jesus?
你相信主耶稣基督吗？
If you don't know the Lord Jesus,
如果你不知道主耶稣基督，
all you have to do, he loves you so.
你所要知道就是他是如此的爱你。
All you have to do is open your heart tonight and believe in the Lord Jesus.
你所要做就是把你的心房打开，接受他。
This longest of love letters was written for you and for me. God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
所以,
and with loving kindness, I have drawn you.
在恩典之中我吸引你。
But just like the book of Philippians,
就好像在腓立比书,
it's not just a love letter.
不仅仅只是一个爱的书信,
it's a love letter where God shares to us, with us, his deepest secrets.
不仅仅是爱面, 而且在这爱面, 他讲到了他的秘诀是什么?
You remember what he said to Abraham?
你记不记得,
about Abraham?
你记不记得他, 神对亚伯拉罕所讲的?
He said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing that I do?
你想要说我对亚伯拉罕所要做的?
That's the Old Testament.
这是,
He was showing his deepest secrets to Abraham and to his people.
就是, 神所要做对他都对亚伯拉罕没有任何隐瞒。
You remember how Moses and the children of Israel were delivered from bondage from Egypt.
你记不记得摩西把以色列人从那个埃及的那个捆绑之中带出来的时候?
Do you remember how God took them to the mountain?
你记不记得, 神把他带到了山头上?
There in that mountain, he revealed his deepest secrets.
在那个山头上, 神把他自己最深的秘密,
this is the love letter that we have.
这是一本爱的书,
you know, it's like that in the New Testament just as well.
就好像在新约里面,
in those closing chapters of John's gospel is an extraordinary thing.
在, 约翰福音里面也有讲到,
the Lord Jesus reveals his love in his high priestly ministry.
在, 就讲到说,
turn to John chapter 13, verse 1.
约翰, 约翰福音第13章第一节讲到了神的爱。
It says this.
讲到这件事情,
now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of the world to the Father, having loved his own that were in the world, he loved them to the end.
月节以前, 耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了, 他既然爱世间属自己的人, 就爱他们到底。
Look at chapter 14, verse 21.
第14章第21节,
he that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. But he that loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
有了我的命令又遵守了，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
And in verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode in him.
耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
Listen to the degree of the love of the Savior.
注意看看在这个所讲这个爱的深度。
Chapter 15, verse 9.
在主所讲的这一方面, 第15章第5节,
listen very carefully to this.
第9节, 15章第9节,
as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you.
我爱你们, 正如父爱我一样。
Now, can you imagine?
你能够想象吗?
Can you take in what the Lord just said?
能够想一想这主所这样讲的这个深度吗?
He said, as the Father has loved me.
想说就好像主爱我一样。
Do you have any impression of how deep that love is?
能够想想这个爱有多深吗?
He said, as the Father has loved me,
正如父爱我一样。
So I have loved you.
正如父爱我一样的我爱你们。
And listen to what he says in John 15, verse 15.
看主这样怎么讲，在第十五节怎样讲。
I call you no longer bondmen.
以后不再称你们为仆人。
For the bondman does not know what his master is doing. But I call you friends.
我乃称你们为朋友。
For all things which I have heard of my Father, I will make known to you.
因我从我父所听见的，已经都告诉你们了。
Brothers and sisters, he is sharing in this last moments before he goes to the cross his deepest secrets with his disciples.
这就是主耶稣上十字架之前，他把他心中最深的秘密跟他的门徒所讲。
He goes on to close with a prayer.
他就在他祷告之前所讲的。
And he says in verse 33 of chapter 17.
Chapter 17, verse 26.
And I have made known to them thy name. This was the end of his high priestly prayer. And will make it known that the love which thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them.
这是主耶稣大祭司的祷告。26节，我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
So, brothers and sisters, the Bible is the longest love letter ever written.
弟兄姐妹，圣经就是一本最长的一本爱的诗。
It is the deepest love letter ever written.
这是一个最深的一本爱的书。
It is the letter in which God Himself shares with us all the secrets that are in His heart.
这是神在他心中所讲到这个，在他爱里面所对我们分享他的秘诀。
And that is what the Apostle Paul did with Philippians.
这也是保罗对于腓立比所分享的秘诀。
Now I hope that background helps.
我希望这些背景对你有帮助。
If you don't understand that background, you can't understand the passion with which the Apostle Paul shares this letter.
如果你们不知道一些背景的话，你就不知道保罗对腓立比弟兄姐妹那种深的爱。
I think there's only one way to explain Paul's secret.
我想只有一个方法能结束在就是讲明保罗的秘诀。
Paul was consumed with Christ.
保罗完全被主所包容了。
Paul didn't have two secrets.
保罗没有一个其他，保罗没有第二个秘密。
Paul didn't have four secrets.
保罗没有四个秘诀。
Paul the apostle had but one secret.
保罗只有一个秘诀。
He said in that one secret to this church that he loved, to this church that he had this enduring relationship, that I may know him.
他所讲的这个秘诀就是对于他所爱的这个教会，他所想望教会所讲的就是认识基督。这个秘诀就认识基督。
He went on to say, and the power of his resurrection.
然后讲到说，晓得他复活的大能。
And the fellowship of his sufferings.
他英文版本是在他的受苦中交通于他的受苦。
Being conformed to his death.
效法他的死。
Now, do you think he had four secrets?
你认为他好像有四个秘密吗？
Maybe we can say he had four secrets.
也许我们可以讲说是四个秘密。
One was to know him.
第一个是认识基督。
One was to know the power of his resurrection.
第二个是晓得他复活大能。
One was to know the fellowship of his sufferings.
第三个是在交通于他的受苦。
One was to be made conformable to his death.
第四个是效法他的死。
But that would be a wrong understanding of the secret of the apostle Paul.
但如果你这样想就想错了，这不是保罗的四个秘诀。
Read it again carefully.
你们仔细读一读。
That I may know him.
然后我可以知道他。
The emphasis is him.
他的重点是他。
And the power of what?
然后谁的大能?
His resurrection.
他复活的大能。
And the fellowship of what?
然后你在交通于谁?
His.
是他的受苦
suffering
是他的受苦
and being conformed to what
效法谁呢
being conformed to his death
效法于他的死
I tell you, brothers and sisters, the more I look at this, the more I realize there's only one secret the apostle had.
当我越默想越读这些经节，我就知道说，这世上就只有一个秘诀。
And that is Christ alone.
就讲到说，只有神自己。
I think Brother C.A. Coates,
有一个弟兄叫C.A. Coates,
said it the best of anybody I have ever read.
他写了一个超过其他弟兄，我觉得所写的。
He said this was the burning desire of a Christ-absorbed heart.
这是讲到一个好像保罗他心中一个燃烧的一个热情，对主的热情。
It is the burning desire of a Christ-absorbed heart.
这是讲到一个好像主在这个保罗心中所燃烧的一样。
Do we? This is the question I have.
这是我所要问的一个问题。
You may be okay, but this is at least the question I have for myself.
也许你觉得OK，但是呢，这是对我自己是一个很重要的问题。
I ask myself this simple question.
问我一个很简单的一个问题。
Do you have the burning desire of a Christ-absorbed heart?
你没有一个对于主那个燃烧的心。
This is the secret of the Apostle Paul.
这是保罗在主面前的一个秘诀。
It was all about him.
这是完全都讲到主自己。
It had everything to do with him.
这是完全都跟主有关。
And nothing to do with anything else.
跟其他东西都没有任何关系。
This is a Christ-absorbed heart.
这是一个保罗被主所完全抓住的一个心。
Now let's look at another thing.
让我们再看看其他事情。
The second thing we want to look at
第二件我们要看的事情,
is the excellency of the knowledge of Christ.
就是认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
This is his secret.
这是他的秘诀。
This is the supreme knowledge.
这是一个最高的一个秘诀。
This is the only knowledge he sought.
这是他唯一的知识他所知道的。
Now turn back to chapter 3 of Philippians.
我们看一下, 腓立比书第三章,
and we will read verses 5 through 7.
我们再读一下, 我们读一下第五节到第七节。
This is Paul's own religious experience.
这是讲到保罗他这个宗教上的一些的经验。
I rather, as to circumcision, I received it in the eighth day. Of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee.
我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族，便雅悯支派人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人。
As to zeal, persecuting the assembly.
就热心说我是逼迫教会的。
As to righteousness, which is in the law, found blameless.
就律法上的义说，我是无可指摘的。
Now think about what this says.
想想保罗这边所讲的。
Here is the most perfect religious specimen of Judaism.
这就是好像在那个犹太教里面这个完美的宗教主义者。
There could not have been a better Jew than the Apostle Paul.
没有任何一个犹太人比保罗更好了。He
was perfect in every way as regards Judaism.
从这个犹太教的标准来看，他已经是最好的犹太人了。
And I think this reveals a problem.
然后，但是我们能看出这边是有个问题在这个地方。Often
we're so religious.
我们常常落入在这种宗教的这种观念里面。
We do all the right things.
我们常常做对的事情。But
the difference is, do we know the secret?
但是重点是你知不知道这个秘诀在什么地方？
Here's the best you could have.
这是已经是没有比这更好的。
Eighth day circumcised of the tribe of Benjamin.
我第八天受割礼，我是以色列里面便雅族支派的。
The last of Jacob's sons.
是雅各之下的。
He said Hebrew of Hebrews.
他说我是希伯来中的希伯来人。
He was the purest of the Hebrews.
他纯啊，很纯种的犹太。
That phrase reminds me of what it says of our Lord Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他就让我想到我们的主耶稣基督是王，万王之王，万主之主。
As to the law of Pharisee,
就律法说，我是法利赛人。
He was the strictest of the sects of Judaism.
他是在那个犹太教法利派法利赛人犹的支派里面那个教中最严谨的一个教派。
Sometimes we think if we have zeal for the Lord, it's enough.
有时候我们觉得我们对主有热心就好了。
But he had zeal that exceeded all the zeal of the nation.
他是好像在全国之中，他是最有热心的。
And it even says in Galatians a remarkable thing about the Apostle Paul.
在加拉太书他有这样讲。
He says he was advanced in Judaism. This is in chapter 1, verse 14. He was advanced in Judaism beyond his contemporaries.In the nation, being exceeding zealous for the doctrines of the fathers.
加拉太书一章十四节，我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。
Now, what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢
？He was the best of Judaism.
他是在犹太教中是最好的那个。
Now, if someone said of you about your profession, you were advanced in contemporaries above all of your fellows, all of your competition, that would be a remarkable thing indeed.
如果说在你所的专业之中，你是比同时代都最好的，这是一个非常了不起的一件事。
It seems to me he was the ultimate religious man.
这边我们就讲到说，他是一个非常宗教性的人。
And brothers and sisters, this is precisely the point.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我所要讲到一个重点。
God is not looking for religious men and women.
神不是看我们的宗教性。
God is looking for people that know the secret of His Son.
神是让我们要看主耶稣，就是看到那个秘诀，就是主耶稣基督。
You can be the best of the best.
你也许是。最好中的最好。
You can be the most religious of the religious.
你也许在这个宗教中是你最宗教。
You can exceed everyone.
你可以超越更很多人。
But unless you know the single and deep secret, you're nothing.
但是呢，除非你知道这个唯一的秘诀，你就不算什么。
Something happened to the Apostle Paul.
有些事情在保罗身上发生。
We know it's his Damascus Road experience.
我们知道他在大马士。
We know the light out of heaven shined at the noon as the noonday sun.
我们知道说他在在路上就好像看那个异象，有日光如照在他身上。
And we know what happened on that day on the road to Damascus.
我们知道他那一天到大马士革路上所发生的。
This religious man met the incomparable Christ.
这个好像就是一个很宗教的人遇到一个不可比拟的耶稣。
And when this religious man met the incomparable Christ,
当这个很宗教的人看到一个这个不可就是一个超越的主。
His whole life was turned upside down.
他所有的生命都完全的改变了。
It changed everything about him.
他所有的一切事情都改变了。
One of my favorite books is by an author called J. Oswald Sanders.
我很喜欢的一本书，就一个弟兄叫 Sanders 写的。
It is simply called The Incomparable Christ.
他这本书的那个名字就是不可比拟的主。
This is the secret.
这就是秘诀。
Have you met the incomparable Christ?
你有没有遇到那个？其他都不能够跟我们的主所不可比拟的这样的主。
On the Damascus Road, something tremendous happened.
在这个大马色路上，他有件非常的事情发生。
Something that shattered his religion.
就是把他所有的宗教东西都去掉了。
Something that shattered his orthodoxy.
把他所有的这个这个所谓的这个 orthodoxy 就是正统，把他所有正统都去掉了。
Something that brought him into the deepest heart of God.
然后把他自己带到了神的心来了。
This is what we need.
这是我们所需要的。
To know the incomparable Christ.
去能够知道那个不可比拟的主。
Listen to what he says.
我们听听他说是怎么讲的。
In verse 8 about this excellency of the knowledge of the Christ.
我们看看这个第八节。
Chapter 3 verse 8.
这个第八节中就是认识我们主耶稣基督为至宝。
But surely I count also all things to be lost on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all, and count them to be filth that I may gain Christ.
不但如此，我已将万事当作有损了，因我已认识我基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
And that I may be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which would be on the principle of the law, but that which is of faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God through faith.
并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
Listen to the emphasis.
我们看看这边所重点是在哪。
But surely,
很确定的。
But surely I count all things lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ.
很确定的，我将万事看作有损的，因为我已认识我耶稣基督为至宝。
And he goes on and he says he counts them filth.
我就是把其他事情看成一个脏的东西。
Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know if we have a good appreciation of what that word means, filth.
大家不知道对这件那个它英文字要就是很脏的那个东西有什么感觉。
You know, I think some of our English versions sort of sanitize that word.
有的时候我们把这个字啊，把它好像干净化了。
It's sort of like we're talking about our rubbish in our kitchen.
有时候我们是讲的就是很脏的那些东西，垃圾。
But you know, we even like our rubbish so much in our kitchen. Now we recycle it.
你知道我们现在对我们的垃圾有做一些循环在利用了。
But he says I counted dung.
但是他这边用另外英文字就是。
Now you know the difference between dung and your rubbish in your kitchen when you step in it.
你知道这个，当你踩到这个，你知道这个垃圾、脏东西或粪便。
He had a whole new valuation system.
他对保罗来讲，这是一个完全的价值系统。
When he saw the incomparable Christ, everything changed.
当你看到那个不可比拟的基督的时候，其他的东西都不可以跟主比较。
Nothing was the same after that.
看你看到主的时候，其他的东西都不一样了。
All of his religion went out the window.
所有他的宗教的东西都除掉了。
He had a new singular and burning desire.
他有一个唯一对主的热。
And that was to know Christ alone.
就是爱主他自己。
Our brother Stephen shared recently a precious thing with us.
我们的亲爱江守道弟兄最近跟我们分享。
He shared his personal testimony that was life-changing.
他讲到他自己生命的改变的一个见证。
This was after he was a Christian.
这是一个他已经成为基督徒以后的事情。
He was already a religious person.
他是一个就是还是有很多宗教性的东西。
He served.
他服侍。
He preached.
他也就是讲道。
He shared the gospel.
他也传福音。
He was very zealous.
他也很有热心。
He worked very hard.
他也很热心服侍。
And then something tremendous happened.
但是有个很重大事情发生了。
He said in tears to us.
他流了泪跟我们讲。
He said, I saw the immense Christ.
他我们看到这个主的这个宝贵。
Everything changed at that moment.
当看到主的宝贵的时候，所有事情都改变。
All of his good works changed at that moment.
所有他原来所认为好的工作都。
All of his labor for the Lord changed at that moment.
所有的他原来觉得对主的一些劳苦都没有了。
The one thing that came in view.
唯有一件事情到他的眼。
That single secret.
那唯一的秘诀。
Was he saw the immense Christ.
他看到主的那个宝贵。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the Apostle Paul did.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是保罗所做的。
This is what happened with the Apostle.
这也是对保罗所经历到的。
I think Brother Govet had some real understanding about this chapter.
我想, Govet弟兄对这本书有很
He distinguished between what is the first knowledge of Christ.
他讲到说, 我们基督徒有对于主的第一次的认识。
And what is the after knowledge of Christ?
然后有对主之后的认识。
Now you may think this is straining at a net, but I think it precisely hits the point.
你知道这个听起来有点奇怪，但是这个弟兄讲到一个重点。
The first knowledge of Christ is when we come to know Christ.
就是你第一次认识，就是当你信主的那个认识。
It is that Damascus Road experience when we come from darkness into light and we're saved as a believer.
就好像保罗的大马色一样信主的经历，就好像我们从黑暗。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus and we come into Christ, we have that first knowledge of Him.
就好像我们接受主、认识主的时候，这就是我们第一次认识。
How precious that is!
这是多么的宝贵！I'll
never forget the night I was saved.
我从来不会忘记我。 被得救，我得救那个晚上。
But then he said the Apostle Paul came into the after knowledge of him.
但是这边狗贝弟兄讲到说，讲到说保罗对主之后的那个认识。
It was beyond that early experience.
是超越他原本第一次的认识。
It was into that deeper knowing.
也进入了他更深的认识。
The Lord Jesus then became everything to the Apostle Paul.
主耶稣基督成为他保罗的一切。
I think our brother had some real understanding.
我觉得我们弟兄真的有对于这本书更多的有这个很特别的认识。
So Philippians
腓立比书
shares the deepest secret.
讲到一个最深的秘诀。
Philippians is about the experiential knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
讲到一个对于跟主之间一个特别的认识，特别的经历。
Philippians is not doctrine.
腓立比书不是只是一个教训。
Philippians is living experience.
腓立比书是一个活生生的经历。
What we need, every believer needs in the end, is this deep knowledge of Christ alone.
我们每个基督徒在主面前都要知道这个秘诀，就是。
This is the supreme knowledge.
这就是一个最高的认识。
This is the measureless Christ.
这就是主的那个主的一切。
This is the immense Christ.
这就是主的宝贵。
This is Paul's secret.
这是保罗的秘诀。
To many of us as a Christian, we preach eternal life.
对其他弟兄姐妹，我们讲到说主永远的爱。
It's very true.
这是对的。
If you believe on the Lord Jesus,
你如果相信主耶稣基督,
you will receive eternal life.
你会得到永远的生命。
You'll never die.
你不会死。
A Christian never has to worry about dying.
基督徒永远不用担心死的问题。
You may go to sleep.
你也许会
But this love letter never speaks about a Christian dying.
但是这本书从来没有讲到主的，而不是讲到基督徒的死。
Do we fear sleep?
你怕睡觉吗？
But we have a wrong impression of what eternal life is.
但是我们常常对这个永远的生命有错误的见解。
We think eternal life is a thing.
我们觉得好像永远生命只是一个事情。
So it's all we try to do very often through the gospel is get people saved and get them eternal life.
我们好像就是在福音书里面就是好像传福音要把这个东西给这个要信主的人。
It's like the golden ticket.
就好像一个就是一个票就是。
But listen to what John said about eternal life.
但我们看一看约翰怎么讲这个永生。
John in his gospel chapter 17 verse 3 said this.
这约翰福音17章。
And this is eternal life, that they may know thee.
认识你独一的真神。
The only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent.
并且认识你所差的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Notice the Bible says, and this is the eternal life.
这边有讲到说。 这就是讲到说，这就是永生。
If you understand the Greek, the the is a definite article.
啊，如果你觉得，如果你知道希腊文的话，这的话，就是讲到特别的一个定义。
It's like if I said my brother Roger, he is the man.
哦，就好像说这个弟兄，这是 Roger 弟兄，这个。
Or if he said to me, "No, you're the man."
哦，他说，哦，不是，他说你是另外一个。
And no, I would say he is the man.
哦，但是我要讲说他就是那个。
This is the eternal life. It's not just eternal life. The eternal life is knowing him.
这边讲到这个永生，不是好像一普普通通。这边讲到说这个永生的定义，就这个就是那个的永生，就是认识他，就是永生。
It is the singular and immense.Secret of the Apostle Paul.
这就是这是唯一的、最重要的、最尊贵的，就是认识我们的主。
May the Lord bring us in to this excellency.
让我们能够再进入对保罗所
of the knowledge
看到主耶稣基督为至宝
of Jesus Christ.
认识我主耶稣基督为至宝
Another thing the Apostle knew in this secret.
另外一件事情关于秘诀这所看保罗所看见的
He began to know something else very grand
他看到其他的事情
He began to know Christ as his life
他看到了就是基督是他的生命
Brothers and sisters, this is very important
弟兄姐妹们这是很重要的
When he introduced in the letter, he said this
当他在讲到说介绍这本书的时候
Chapter 1 verse 21
第一章的第二十一节
For me to live is Christ
因我活着就是基督
Now do you get the emphasis there?
你们看到这个重点在哪里
He didn't say for me to live is to be saved
他不是说我活着就是我活着就只是为活着有救了我被得救就是为活着而已
He didn't say for me to live is to be a Christian.
他不是说我活的只是成为一个基督徒。
He said this remarkable statement.
他这边讲到一个很伟大的一句话。
For me to live is Christ.
他说我活的就是基督。
Oh, I think that's a tremendous secret.
我觉得这是一个非常伟大的一个秘密。
I remember when I was saved. I remember being a young Christian.
当我回想我刚得救、刚刚成为基督徒的时候。
February 4th, 1972.
2月4号1964.
I was saved.
1972, 我得救的时候。
So we got that right? I'm older than that. That shows me I'm older than you.
That's right.
I was saved, gloriously saved.
我得救，我荣耀的得救了。
And everybody told me I needed to live for Christ.
每个人跟我讲说，我必须为基督而活。
So I began to try to live for Christ.
我就尽量为神而活。
I had a love for Christ.
我对主有爱。
But I would fail in my love for Christ.
但是我常常就常常失败。
And I would come under such conviction when I failed.
当我常常在主面前就懊悔。
And I soon began to discover this is impossible to live for Christ.
我后来我就发觉到，这真的为主而活是不可能的。
And one day, as a young Christian, I was reading this book.
当我那时候还是个年轻基督徒，我读这本书的时候。
And God shined His spotlight on this verse.
当我读到这一节的时候，好像这一节就会对我来讲就发光了一样。
And this verse was revolutionary to me.
这个时候好像是对我来讲是革命性的经节。
I saw the secret.
我看见了那个秘诀。
The secret was not Kenny living.
这秘诀就好像不是我。
The secret was not Kenny living for Christ.
这秘诀不是Kenny 我自己好像自己为主。
Paul's secret was Christ living in Paul.
这保罗秘诀就是基督在。保罗里面活。
Oh, how the believers, how we need to discover that secret.
弟兄姐妹，我们成为基督徒是真的如何要知道这个秘诀。
If we don't discover that secret, we'll spend all of our days trying to live for Christ.
如果我们不知道这个秘诀的话，我们就都是自己要为基督而活。
Rather than knowing the supreme secret of Christ living in us.
而且 但是呢，我们要必须知道这个，而是呢，基督在我们里面。
I thought so much of this verse.
我对这一节想了很多。
When Linda and I redid the foyer in our house,
我们在当 Linda 就我的太太在我们的屋子四年前
，We hung this verse in our foyer.
我们对这一节思想了四年
，so that everyone that comes in our house would see this first.
我们把这一节都放在屋里，然后每一个人来到我们家都看到这一节经节。
We wanted them to see, for me to live is Christ.
我活的就是基督。
Dear brothers and sisters, that's the secret.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是秘诀。
That's what he opened his heart and shared with the church at Philippi.
这就是保罗把他心打开，分享这些给腓利普的基督徒。
You've heard me say it before.
你听我这样讲过。
I've had people come to me in counseling.
我有些弟兄来到我面前，需要一些帮助。
And they say, brother.
他说，弟兄啊。
The Christian life is difficult.
他说。基督徒的生活是如此的困难。
I always take the opportunity.
我常常借由这个机会。
I say, brother or sister.
我说弟兄或姐妹啊。
The Christian life is not difficult.
基督徒生活不是困难的。
The Christian life is impossible.
基督徒生活是不可能的。
Your problem is you're trying to live the Christian life.
这个问题是你要靠自己活出基督徒的生活。
We can't live the Christian life.
我们自己没有办法活出基督徒的生活。
You remember that great verse in Galatians 2:20 when the apostle shared his secret?
你记不记得保罗在加拉太书二章二十节所讲
？He said, "I am crucified with Christ."
他讲到说，我与基督同死。
He said this outstanding thing.
他讲到这个很伟大的事情。
He said, "I no longer live."
他说我已经死了。
And then he shared the secret.
然后他讲到这一节的
秘诀。That great secret.
这个秘诀是。
That only secret.
这个唯一的秘诀。
Was but Christ lives in me.
而是基督在我里面
活的。Oh, dear brothers and sisters, this makes the impossible. Sorry, my Bible's kind of old. I've been meaning to get a new one. It's falling apart. If you see any loose pages here in the auditorium, just pick them up and give them to me.
For
me to live is Christ is the secret. He discovered this secret. This needs to be our experience.
这要必须成为我们的经历。
We need to experience this.
我们必须这件事必须要经历。
This is not doctrine.
这不是一个教训而已。
This is not something that is a theme.
这不是只是一个好像一个主题而已。
This is to be our daily reality in our circumstance.
这是我们在每一天所遭遇环境面所要经历的。
When you wake up in the morning, this is what you should say.
当你每天早上醒来的时候，你要这样讲
：“Lord, it's impossible for me to live for you。”
说主啊，你知道我没有办法靠自己为你而活。
But because you made this ultimate promise，
但是你有这样的应许。
You said, "When I go to the Father,"
你说当我到父那里去
，The promise of the Father is He will send the Holy Spirit。
就是当主到那里，当主到你去的时候，他差遣保惠师来。
And the Holy Spirit will be in you.
那圣灵保惠师会在我们的里面。
And listen to these grand words.
会帮助我们听从。
And I will be in you.
然后我会在你的里面，圣灵会在我们里面。
Isn't that tremendous?
你觉得这是不是很棒呢
？Can any religion compare to that?
你是不是任何的宗教任何宗教可以这样跟我们的这样比较吗
？What a secret！
是如何大的一个的秘诀
？The Christ of God takes up His abode in the believer。
就是我们的神能够住在我们里面。
And now the believer has every heavenly resource to live the Christian life。
我们的每一个基督徒在我们里面都有所有属天的资源在我们里面能够成为然后为主而活
Oh, I think this is a big deal indeed.
这完全是一个非这是一个非常重
要的事情 May the Lord really open our eyes to this great secret.
希望就是让主能够开我们的眼睛看到这么大的一个秘诀
I remember another time seeing a verse that opened my eyes.
我在有的时候我在其他地方看到开我的眼睛。
This is in Colossians 3 verse 4.
我们在 哥罗西书 chapter 4.
Yes, chapter 3 verse 4.
第三章第四节。
It says this, the apostle Paul.
保罗是这样讲的。
When the Christ is manifested, and listen to this phrase, who is our life?
当主显现了他讲说, 他特别讲到说, 基督是我们的生命。
Then shall you also be manifested with him in glory.
他显现的时候, 你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
I think the way most good evangelicals would have written this verse is this way.
当那个有这个, 特别传福音的这方, 有的人是这样讲的。
When the Christ is manifested,
当主显现的时候,
then shall ye be also manifested with him in glory.
你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Everything's in the future.
所有事在未来。
But it's when the Christ who is our life, who is our life?
但是基督他的生命就是我们的生命。
This is to be our present reality and not a future promise.
不是仅仅是未来的应许，而是每天的真实在我们的心里。
This is the reason the apostle could rejoice so in Philippians.
这就是保罗为什么在腓立比书一直如此的喜乐。
Because he discovered the secret.
因为他发现了这个秘诀。
That in his darkest circumstances,
虽然在他最痛苦、最黑暗的情况里面,
Christ was living in him.
基督住在他里面。
That to me is everything.
对他来讲就是一切。
And then I discovered it again in the Bible.
然后我们在圣经里面也发现这样事情。
When I was reading about John the Baptist,
我们看到施洗约翰的时候,
in John chapter 3 verse 30,
在约翰福音3章30节,
when he was talking about being the friend of the bridegroom, you remember?
你记得当施洗约翰讲成为这个新郎的同伴。
And John the Baptist said this extraordinary thing. I've never forgotten it.
所以施洗约翰讲了这个非常特别的事情，我永远不会忘记。
This is the secret of the Christian life.
这就是基督徒的秘诀。
He must decrease. No, he didn't say that, did he?
主没有说他要衰微。
He said, I must decrease.
然后施洗约翰说我必衰微。
He must increase.
主必兴旺。
Oh, I tell you, when I saw that, I said, Lord, that's it. Some of my friends thought I went plain crazy.
当我看到还有一些朋友看到都觉得哇，这是一个很棒的一个境界。
I went out and said, brother, look at what this word says.
他说，就说弟兄啊，看看这个节是怎么讲的。
Here's the secret of the Christian life.
这就是基督徒的秘诀。
It's not me getting better and stronger and more faith and all these things.
这不是说好像我变成自己变成好像更强了，更有信心了。
It's me decreasing and him increasing.
而是讲到说我要衰微，而是主兴旺了。
To me, that's the normal Christian life.
对我来讲，这就是正常基督徒生活。I've
told numerous people this.
我跟许多人讲到这一节。I've
said this discovered secret is twofold.
我讲到说这一节有两方面。Simply,
we can put it like this.
很简单，我们可以这样讲。He
died for us.
他为我们死。So
that we need never die.
所以我们就永远不用死了。
For every one of you that doesn't know the Lord Jesus,
在我们中间有任何人不知道主耶稣基督的,
this is the secret.
这就是秘诀。
He died for you when you are as a sinner so that you need never die.
当你是罪人的时候, 他为我们而死, 所以你就永远不会死。
All you need to do is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以, 一个罪人所做就是相信主耶稣基督。
And because he died and paid the penalty for you, you will never die once you believe in the Lord Jesus.
因为他死为你付上一个极大的代价, 所以你就不用死了。
But here's the second part of that secret.
这边有这边的第二方面的意义。
He lives in us. so that we need never live.
因为他住在我们里面呢，所以我们自他，所以我们就自己不用活了。
I think that's remarkable.
这是非常非常棒的一件事。
I'm so thankful God didn't leave me alone to live this life.
所以我非常感谢主，主住在我们里面。
I'm so thankful that He came and took up His abode in me by the Holy Spirit.
我感谢主，他借着灵住在我们的里面。
I'm so thankful as believers we can know this ultimate secret.
我感谢主人让我们知道这个真的是属天的秘密，属天的秘诀。
This is what makes the impossible possible.
这就是让我们成为一个原本不可能变为可能的一件事情。
Not only this,
不仅如此，
it can transform our life from a life of just sorrow and struggle.
他而且不仅如此，他让我们改变了，让我们原本是一个很忧伤、很悲痛的人改变过来。
To a life of rejoicing.
让我们成为一个喜乐的人。
There's a unique word in the letter to Philippians.
这就是在腓立比书里面常常出现的字。
That word is rejoice.
这件事情就是喜乐。
And that word occurs 12 times in this little letter of Philippians.
这个喜乐这个字在腓立比书出现了12次。
Now think about the Apostle Paul's circumstances just for a moment.
您在我们想想看，保罗那个时候的光
景。He's in a Roman prison.
他在罗马监牢里面。
He's chained to a Roman guard.
他跟那个罗马监狱那个人。
24 hours a day.
24小时绑在一起。
And yet he writes a letter that says rejoice.
你看，但是他写一本书讲到喜乐。
And he concludes that letter by saying, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say, "Rejoice."
我想跟你讲说，你们要喜乐。我再一次讲说，你们要在主里面要喜乐。
This is remarkable.
这是非常特别的事情。
When we know the secret.
当我们知道这个秘诀
，regardless of our circumstances，
不管我们的情况怎么样
，this is the life we can know，
这是一个我们可以知道的这个生命
，hardship，
这困难
，yet rejoicing，
但是能够在喜乐
，difficulty，
也是其他的困难
，yet rejoicing，
但是我们还可以喜乐
，even suffering，
或者在受苦的时候
，yet rejoicing，
但是我们还是可以喜乐。
This is the secret that he shared.
这是保罗所分享的秘密。
Well, I know my time is gone, so I should finish.
我知道我时间已经过了，我应该要结束了。
The last thing that Paul discovered about this secret.
最后关于这个保罗所讲的秘诀这件事情。
He began to know Christ, not only as his life.
就讲到说，保罗知道基督不仅仅他的自己的生命。
But he began to know Christ.As everything,
而且是知道耶稣基督是他的一切。
Think about it.
想想看。
Read Colossians 3 verse 11.
哥罗西书三章十一节。
Did you read it? Oh, three verse. You read it.
Oh, I read.
Yeah, you can read.
Okay. 在此不分希腊人、犹太人。受割礼的，未受割礼的，化人、希古提人，为奴自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
You never confuse the translator; they won't like you. Wherein there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bondman, freeman.Listen to this statement.
这边就是十一节前半段，不管希腊人、犹太人、受割礼、未受割礼的，化为人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，请注意看下面这半段。
But Christ is everything.
基督是包括一切。
Christ is everything.
基督是一切。
And in all.
又在一切之中。
Brothers and sisters, here's the secret.
弟兄姐妹，这就是秘诀。
The Colossians were attacked by all kinds of error.
哥罗西教会有各种不同的异端攻击他们。
There was ceremonial error.
有一种好像这个仪式主义的。
They said Christ is important.
他说基督是重要的。
Christ is absolutely important.
基督是绝对重要的。
But in addition to Christ, you must do these things.
但是呢，除了基督之外，你要做这个。
You must be circumcised.
你必须要受割礼。
You must keep this part of the law.
你必须守这样的律法。
But Christ wasn't everything.
但是呢，基督好像不是一
切。And then there was the Gnostic era.
真是有一种主义叫纳斯底主义的。
It says Christ is important.
他说基督是重要的。
But there's other experiences you need.
但是你要其他的一种特别的经验。
He alone is not enough.
他基督自己好像不够。
And to these errors, the Apostle Paul had a single secret.
对于这些错误的教训，保罗跟他们讲一个重要的秘诀。
And that single secret is Christ is everything.
这最重要秘诀就是基督是一切。
Now think about it.
然后想想看
，What is left out of everything？
除了这些，还有什么呢
？If I told my grandkids I would give them everything，
如果我跟我的就是孙子们讲说，我给你一切
，They're smart enough to know what I meant。
他们一定很聪明，知道我讲了什么意思。
When the Lord Jesus was given to us by the Father。
当我们主被我们的父差遣来
，The deep eternal secret
最深的秘诀
is God gave to us everything，
就是神给了我们一切。
Heaven's treasury was opened and emptied，
属天的一切都给了我们。
We can often say the phrase "nothing was left in the bank"。
就是讲到说，我们常常讲说，在一切好像没有剩下一些东西了。
He poured out his best，
他把他最好的给了我们。
And he poured out his all，
他把他自己所有的都给了我们。
And to me， that is the secret。
对我来讲，这就是秘诀。
You know that hymn that we sung in the beginning？
你知道我们对一开始所唱的那首诗歌
？I thought after our brother。Opened and Tina, I would not have to preach.
你知道，当我看到他们这个跟 Tina 在这边看那本就是那个诗歌的时候，我就觉得我好像不用在这边讲了。
Himself is really my burden.
他那本诗歌就讲他自己就是我的负担。
It is Paul's secret.
也就是保罗的秘诀。
As a matter of fact, when A.B. Simpson wrote that hymn.
就是刚才我们弟兄讲，就是 A.B. Simpson 所写的这首书，这首诗歌。
He called it this.
他是这样讲。
He said, "This is my wonderful secret."
他说，刚刚那首诗歌要写，就是这是我最美的秘诀。
He used to have all kinds of secrets.
他没有讲其他的一些秘诀。
Once it was his faith.
就是说原本他的一些光景。
Then it was the healing.
然后讲到说，就是医治。
Then it was the power.
然后以前是好像要求他的能力。
And all the struggling to serve.
所以他讲到以前的一些的困难。
But one day,
但是有一天
，God was merciful to him.
但是神恩典，神怜悯在他身上。
He opened his eyes.
他开了他的眼睛。
To that wonderful and singular secret.
他看到那个美妙而且单一的秘诀。
And he called it my wonderful secret.
他说这是我那最美的最妙的秘诀。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
This is the burden.
这是我的负担。
It's on my heart.
这是在我心里面的负担。
You may have heard it all before.
你也许从来没有听过。
It may not be even new to you.
但也许有些对你没有什么太大的意义。
But I believe it's absolutely vital.
但是呢，这是非常非常重要。
I have but one question.
我有一个问题。
This is for me.
这是对我了。
But I believe it also may be for you.
对你也许也是一个问题。
Is this your one secret?
这是你是不是你里面的一个秘诀？
Have you made this discovery?
你是不是已经有这样的发现呢？
I believe this is the one thing Paul shared with that church he so deeply loved.
这就是他所深爱的教会，他所分享的唯一的这个秘诀。
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
May He bring us in to a living experience of this secret.
让我们的主帮助我们进入这个秘诀的经历里面。活生生的经历里面。
Discovering the secret of the immense Christ.
让我们发现到主的宝贵。
Will turn everything upside down.
主的同在会让我们全部的改变。
And bring you into God's vast supply.
让我们经历到主的丰富的供应。
The matchless.
就是能够与主能够在一起。
Christ.
能够跟主在一起。
May we pray.
让我们能祷告。
Lord, we fail often to express what's in your heart.
主啊，让我们在你的心中常常有失败。
Forgive us for where we fall short.
真的是求主原谅我们在主面前的失败。
We pray if the Holy Spirit has something for us here to learn.
求圣灵能够帮助我们能够在今天里面有一些的学习。
You will begin to open our eyes further.
你让我们的眼睛能够更明亮的打开。
Lord, we want to know this wonderful secret.
主，我们要知道这美最大的这样的秘诀。
We want to enter into this wonderful secret.
我们能够进入这个美的这样的秘诀里面。
We want to experience this wonderful secret in our daily circumstances.
我们希望主让我们能够常常在日常里面都能够经历。每一天经历这样的秘诀。
We don't want this to be a church secret.
我们希望这只是一个教会的秘诀。
We want this to be a life secret.
我们希望这成我们生命的一个秘诀。
So we ask you, Lord.
所以我们向主仰望。
Help us.
帮助我们。
Open our eyes.
开我们的眼睛。
Cause us to see.
让我们能看见。
What this dear brother, the apostle Paul saw.
让我们亲爱的弟兄保罗弟兄所看见的
and make it our secret.
然后成为我们的秘诀
in Jesus' precious name.
让奉主宝贵的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.